Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, Sharks. I'm Aaron Krause from Philadelphia, and I'm known as the daddy of the Scrub Daddy, the cutest but most high-tech scrubbing tool in the world. Today, I'm seeking a $100,000 investment in exchange for 10% equity in the Scrub Daddy business. It's the greatest kitchen scrubbing tool you ever used because Scrub Daddy completely changes its texture by just adjusting your water temperature. Let me show you how that works.
Hey, welcome in. I am thrilled. In a moment, we're going to talk with Aaron Krause, Scrub Daddy CEO. Remember that from Shark Tank? One of my favorite watches. And Rose also. Now there's a scrub mommy. But first, Dan, I have to do this. And Mr. Krause, excuse me just for a moment. I have to open this just for listeners, not just for Ro, who's bugging me here in the Dom Dome, Dan, because another doodle has arrived in our celebrity doodles. And listeners, this doodle is from a very, very special place, Franklin, Tennessee. All right. You hear that ripping? Thank you, Dan. Thank you for the... Oh, and it's directly to my favorite talk show host in America, Dom Giordano.
Oh, he's so nice.
Oh, boy. Dan, do you have the song ready? He put that into the doodle.
Oh, he did?
He put that into the doodle. God bless the USA with the doodled-out special American flag, one of those special autographs that you can't read. You have to do that when you're famous. Like mine. Lee Greenwood, 2021. And Dan, this is just such a short turnaround. The guy's got a million things going on. And he did the signature. I mean, what else?
That's awesome. Thank you, Lee.
It is. Now, if this is not the highest bid thing when we do this radiothon coming up, then I don't know what will be. Will it be Mike Rowe? Will it be Herschel Walker? Will it be Dan Borowski's doodle? All right. I'll give you more detail. What a job this is to get to. I can't say enough about Lee Greenwood. It speaks well of the man, not just his talent, but what kind of guy he is. Dan, it was only last Wednesday, wasn't it, we had him on?
Yep.
You know how slow the Postal Service is, right? And we only asked him on Friday, and here we go. All right, more on that coming up. But let's go to Aaron Krause, Scrub Daddy CEO here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Aaron, welcome in, and thanks for taking time out from making Scrub Daddy to join us.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. I don't get tired of hearing that episode, I can tell you that.
Oh, God. Well, are you originally in Mount Airy? Is that where you're from, Aaron?
Nope. I was actually born in Wynwood, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of the city limits near City Line Avenue.
Well, born and raised, I know where that is.
Been a Philly boy my whole life.
Yeah, that's about 4 miles from the Dom Dome. Everything goes distance from the Dom Dome here. And when we saw you there as a Philly guy, it was particularly spectacular. It was obvious how could you tell when you were in the Shark Tank that they liked this? When did you think you were going to get a deal?
Well, at the very beginning, actually, everything went south. And if you watch the episode, you'll see, you know, right off the bat, Mr. Wonderful goes out. He wants 50% of the company. And I actually was the first entrepreneur in the history of the show to tell Mr. Wonderful that he was out. Because the deal was so bad, which was one of the best moments of my life. And then Mark Cuban told me he was not a scrub pimp, and he went out. Robert Hershovich said he didn't see the retail vision, so it was like three down, and it was getting a little bit scary in the Shark Tank. It looked like I was going to get bit.
think you've done a great job today, then, but I don't know if it's going to work in retail. I don't buy into that vision.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got it. You got it right there. Cue it up to the part where Mr. Wonderful offers me for 50% of the company, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy this moment for a couple minutes. And I literally just sat there. I started laughing. I knew what I was going to do. And I just said, you know what? You're out.
Go to 10 cents.
Will you go to 5 cents?
7.5 is a deal. Okay, Aaron, you've got 2 offers on the table.
All right. So, Aaron, that's the end. Oh, yeah, I know. One of the reasons we asked Aaron Krause on is that you're moving from where you are now. You don't have enough space, and you want to put studio space in and all that. And you're moving over to South Jersey. So in the Inquirer article, Aaron, about this, and you could tell us what the price point is, it said that your gross since you've been on Shark Tank was $323 million. Is that accurate?
So that is the... that's the retail number. And now remember, we were on Shark Tank in 2012. So we're coming up on 9 years. But during that time, we don't put out, we're a private company, so we don't put out our actual finances. But that number is our gross revenue in retail sales. That means what Walmart at their price point, what Bed Bath, what Kroger, what Home Depot, what Lowe's. We're in every major retailer now in the United States. And we're also selling in about 18 countries abroad. So we're growing rapidly. And as you pointed out, we don't just have Scrub Daddy anymore. We have almost 45 different products, including Scrub Daddy, Scrub Mommy, Scour Daddy, Sponge Daddy, Eraser Daddy, Soap Daddy. So the breadth and depth of the product line has done exactly what I said on the show when Mark Cuban said to me, you're just a one product company, right? And I said, not for long, because you don't know who you're dealing with. And so we've grown exponentially, and you can expect to see us as a household name going forward.
Oh, it already is. So who is it that finally partnered with you?
Lori Grenier. So she is they call her the queen of QVC. But what she really is a prolific entrepreneur and inventor. She has over 100 patents. I have about 38 patents at this point. And she had that QVC experience, which I had already been on QVC, but I knew I could learn from her because she had been on QVC for 18 years. You know, QVC also is a Philadelphia-based company. They're in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Is their world headquarters.
I tried out for a job there once. Dan doesn't even know that, Aaron. And they asked
really?
Yeah, they asked you to try to sell a pencil. It was Hackneyed and all, and there were like 100 people there to do it. So Scrub Daddy would be an easy product.
I got a question for Aaron. With the partnership with QVC, have you ever wanted to go down the Billy Mays route of advertising and do something like Billy Mays and become the face of Scrub Daddy, or is that not something you'd want to do?
You know, there's always been talk about that. When I think about Billy Mays, I think about infomercials. And infomercials, to me, are cheap and cheesy, and they usually represent a flash in the pan in terms of a product line. It's like you have one great idea, and you just put it out on an infomercial, and you blow the doors off it, and it's like the snuggle, the snuggie, and then it's gone. That's not what Scrub Daddy was ever going to be. We wanted to be on the shelf as a brand name and grow a product line. So we are dabbling in advertising, and you'll see some of our ads. We've had billboards around Philadelphia. About 6 or 8 months ago, we had billboards all over Philly that said born and bred in Philadelphia. And we've done some television advertising, but for the most part, I do the QVC shows, but I haven't really tried to become like Dave Thomas, the Wendy is the face of the brand, specifically because the brand needs to exist and grow with or without me. And I'm a firm believer of that. At some point the business will be acquired, and it could be acquired by, a giant company. And they're definitely not going to give us value if they think the only reason that the brand exists is because of me personally. And so it's important that the brand exists without me and stands on its own as a product line.
Aaron, we're talking about here, there's a story out here about unpaid internships, and we wanted to ask you, how did you get started with what you're doing, and how did you get on Shark Tank? How did you, the guy that runs Shark Tank, the executive producer, I believe, he's got great people like Leary, O'Leary and all that, but it's the quality of the people that come, if they're entertaining, interesting, bright, think on their feet, challenge some of this. He's a genius at this. He did Survivor, as you probably know, among other things.
Yeah.
And I've always admired.
Yeah, Mark Burnett.
How did you get picked by Mark Burnett?
Well, again, I'm 2012. And in 2012, it was Shark Tank's fourth season. They almost were canceled in season 1 and 2. They barely made it. And so what I did, I had done a couple QVC shows. I had ended up getting myself on the QVC. My first show was disaster. I was like a deer in the headlights. Got really lucky. The producer and the buyer liked my personality and my energy, and they gave me another shot, which is very rare on QVC. And my second show, I was much calmer, and I really got down to getting my demos done. And then I started to really enjoy it. And by my fourth show, I was doing sellouts. And I was watching Shark Tank one night with my wife. And, you know, I love this show. It's about entrepreneurs. It's about inventors. It's about capitalism. It's like everything that I am. And these guys walked in, and they didn't know their numbers. I mean, they were the biggest clowns ever. I turned to my wife. I said, how do you go on a national TV show and misrepresent yourself, your company, your product? I could go on that show and kill the sharks. And I was like, you know what? How do you go on Shark Tank? And I just pulled my phone out and started doing a search. How do you go on Shark Tank? And lo and behold, there's a website. And I filled out a form, sent them an email, and just gave them my story. I linked them to one of my QVC shows. It took about 3 months, but I got a call from a producer. And they said, we're really interested to hear more about your story. And I wouldn't let them off the phone. So an hour later, they're like, you need to talk to my producer. And that just went up the chain. And that turned into like a three-month audition, which eventually culminated in them flying me out to do an audition in front of 30 executives from Sony and ABC. And that's the really scariest thing you'll ever do in your life. Because there is no sharks in the room and there's no questions or answers. You just do your, you know, 2 or 3 minute pitch, and they give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And if it's thumbs down, you show up to that audition with your bags packed, and they drive you to the airport and they put you on the plane.
Oh, man.
And that's it. And you're gone.
That's like the Trump show, you know, the Trump show, you're fired. You have your bag at the door there on the night of, oh, my God.
Aaron, a lot of times these shows, they kind of bring you into the hosts and you kind of just meet them for the show purpose. Did you have any interaction with Mr. Wonderful or no?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. The show is, I'm going to tell you, I can tell you the things that are real and not real about the show. But what you see is what you get. You never see, talk to, meet, or interact with the sharks whatsoever. They don't know who you are from the time that you walk into onto that set. The things that aren't real. So you're only watching about 10 minutes of what was actually an hour and a half of filming. And they call it live to tape, which means that from the time you walk in, everything is filmed live 100%. There's no like, wait, cut, break, do that again. No, none of that. In fact, if you freeze and the show goes south, and they say cut, that's the end, and there is no show. You leave, and they'll never air, and you'll never be on again. So tape the entire episode, which is about an hour and a half in my case. The shortest one I've heard about was 45 minutes. The longest one was 2.5 hours. So, but the average about an hour and a half. And then they edit that down to the best, you know, most dramatic scenes. So what you see is exactly what happened, but they didn't get into all the numbers. You know what I mean? People didn't really want to hear about, you know, the cost of goods sold and the inventory levels. Like, so they really do delve into the business pretty in depth. You know, they're investing their real money. And so they get into all the details, but you only see about 10 minutes. The other thing is, you know, when you walk down that hallway,
yes,
and there's shark tanks on the side. I was so disappointed to find out those are just TV screens.
really?
They look like shark tanks when you're walking down.
They're not real sharks.
I actually asked Maisie that question this week, and I thought it was a real shark or a real aquarium.
Yes.
There's no aquarium there. And then, you know, the last thing is that, you know, a deal on Shark Tank is not a deal until lawyers get involved and make it a deal. And some people are like, oh, well, then the show's not real. And I'm going to tell you, it's the opposite. So in a real deal, like when you buy a house or you buy a business or something like that, you make a deal on the price, and then you go into the due diligence, and you have an inspector come. When you find out the house is full of termites, that deal changes or it's over. And the same thing happens on Shark Tank. You do a deal, the idea of the deal is there, right? The bullet points, the terms are there. But then the lawyers get involved, and you know, almost 50% of the deals blow up after the show. Luckily for me, Lori's a fantastic person and partner, and you know, we remain partners to this very day. I had a 4-hour board call with her last week. Fantastic call. And so she's still involved in the business, and we did do the deal, and she is a shareholder in Scrub Day.
Well, you chose the right person. That's what I was telling Dan yesterday. I watched this a lot, and my judgment, Mark Cuban can help you in certain things and a couple of the others, but she's the person that's going to be nuts and bolts and is going to take you through this. And she's combative, as they are, but that was the right choice. That is it. So it's now, do people have you come and speak? You know, I'm always looking toward kids and things like that. You're right here in this area. And the experience of Shark Tank, if you're teaching kids anything in school where you can squeeze this in, this is, you've given all the pitfalls of entrepreneurship and what can happen in this, but look at the success. It is mind-boggling what goes on through this and how you've thought it out.
Yeah, and I do motivational speaking. I do a lot of interviews like this, which I hope gets to the youth who want to be entrepreneurs. And there are pitfalls that I've experienced. I tell everybody I learned everything not to do from all my previous business experience, because, you know, Scrub Daddy is not my first business, and I've sold other businesses in the past. I mean, I started out on my hands and knees scrubbing hubcaps with a toothbrush, and that is literally the story of my entire career. And I learned everything detailing cars on Rock Hill Road, in Belmont Avenue in Ballard-Kinwood. I learned everything about business.
Belmont Hills.
Yeah. That was it. And, that's a humbling experience, but, I never forgot where I came from. And, you know, as we move into this 120,000 square foot world headquarters here in Pennsauken, New Jersey, nothing makes me more proud than where we've, you know, where I started, where I've come, and where we're going. We're dedicated to the Philadelphia area. I put a compass around our headquarters, which now is in Fulcroft, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. And I said, it has to be 15 miles from this location. I won't go further than that. I didn't want to lose a single employee, and it looks like we are successful in that venture. So everybody is going to stay with the company, and it's really not far. We're going to be right off the Betsy Ross Bridge, and we're even going to make a retail store here so people can come and buy specialty Scrub Daddies and special editions and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll have some high school classes or some elementary school classes come here and give them tours.
Unbelievable. And the website, I guess, all-encompassing is scrubdaddy.com, scrubdaddy.com. Aaron, that's the best place to go for everything, right?
That's the best place to go for our information purposes, but we have our own, what we call the Smile Shop. So if you went to smileshop.scrubdaddy.com, that's our site where you can purchase every one of our products. But you can find us in every store as well, and also on Amazon.
Thank you, Aaron. Anytime, please come back with an update. Just thrilled by your story. Just great stuff and continued success and local. Aaron, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.